Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Chester Elton is with us, ladies and gentlemen, as I promised you. We're always excited to have Chester back on the show. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Vice President of Performance Recognition at O.C. Tanner, which is the world's largest employee recognition firm. He is the co-author of many books on employee recognition, including The Invisible Employee, including The Carrot Principle, and many others, along with his co-author, Adrian Gostick. But as I say, he's our good friend. Chester, welcome back to the show.
Happy holidays. Always good to be with you, Jim. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Okay, so is there anything kind of definitive about the holiday season and employee motivation, employee recognition?
Well, there sure is. You know, one of the things that we found in our practice that really engages employees is this idea of being proud of your corporation. And not just because you make quality goods or you have on-time delivery, but the fact that you're good citizens and you do things to make the world a little better place. So what we found is that if, you know, a big business or small businesses, everybody in between, if you've got something, particularly during the holidays, that you can do to contribute, to be about good work, it really engages your employees. And it may be simply having a jar at the cash register that says, you know, these pennies are going to go to the local soup kitchen, or this box we're collecting clothes for the homeless during the cold season. Those kinds of things really strike a lot of emotional pride in your organization and brings about an engagement and a dedication above and beyond what you'd ever expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And I'll tell you one thing we did, a little small thing that we did, we put our employees in charge of recycling.
Excellent, yeah.
And they kind of got into it a little bit, you know, and it, you know, made them part of, for one thing, it helped clean up the place a little bit. it was a cause. It was something for them to own.
Yeah, and don't discount that. I mean, this movement to green and being more conscious of, right, of how we use our energy is another big thing. You know, a lot of corporations are going solar, or you know, here in I live just outside New York City. There's a movement to put wind turbines on top of some of these skyscrapers to generate energy. And again, that brings about great pride. You know, we just finished. Actually, I'll give you the earth-shattering latest and greatest survey data. We just finished a survey with Towers Perrin on what drives engagement. And the number one driver was a sense of opportunity and well-being in the workplace. You know, that I come to work and I can grow and be developed and I feel good about my company. Secondly was trust, which, you know, you and I have talked about several times.
Yep.
You have to have trust in the workplace. The third one, which relates to it's the
fabric of the marketplace.
Oh, absolutely. No trust, you got nothing. The third one is kind of what we've been talking about, is this pride in the company symbol, you know, that it aligns with what I believe in and mm-hmm. we're about good works. Now, here's what we found was fascinating. The number one driver of this opportunity and well-being was appreciation or recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I come to work and I'm valued and recognized. Trust was driven by communication, which is also driven by this appreciation of, you know, that's the way we communicate value to people. And then this pride in the corporation was this alignment that, you know, I believe that we should be good citizens and my company believes that we should be good citizens. So when we do these charitable works, it really does touch my heart. So my mind is engaged, my heart's engaged. Now you've got a very productive and engaged employee. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, the second and third examples you gave are things that are pretty consistent every year. But that first one, that seems to me that might be an extra challenge. It might require a little extra attention right now in the current economic situation. Say again the term for the first one.
Well, it's opportunity and well-being.
And well-being, right. And I'll tell you, I'm seeing a lot of fear in the marketplace right now. People are concerned about their jobs. I see people making decisions that I do business with in other companies. I see them making decisions, and I know that part of the decisions they're making is reacting to fear. And the reason I bring that up, isn't this something that business owners, the kind of conversation that business owners should have with their employees?
Absolutely. You know, the old saying about no news is good news has no application today.
That's not right now. It sure doesn't.
Right. And the way that you build trust and the way you get people feeling good about where they're working is this constant communication. Now, where applicable, we say, look, that sort of accelerator, that ingredient that helps that is this idea of recognition. Little
right.
comments, little ceremonies, little things
right.
you can do every day.
Hold on to that thought. I want to come back to this right after these messages with our good friend Chester Elton. He's the author, along with Adrian Gostick, of The Invisible Employee and The Carrot Principle. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. One of his classics. 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and our knowledge base. That's our flagship website. That's where everything we do is right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then our knowledge base, if you want to go directly to where you can get your questions answered now, it's askjim.biz. And then my blog, which is jimsblog.biz. And, of course, smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find all of that stuff. So if you just go there, you can find everything else. Chester Elton has deposited many words of wisdom with us over the years, and we have a lot of that stuff, almost all of it, I guess all of it right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, all the past interviews that we've done with him. So I encourage you to go check that out. The book is called The Carrot Principle and The Invisible Employee. Those are two different books, among others. And, Chester, we're talking about... motivating people, recognizing them during the tough times. One of the things that I'm recommending to people, and I'd like your thoughts on it, is that, and I did this myself. One day not long ago, it occurred to me that even though in my little company, we see each other all the time, we work together all the time very closely, it occurred to me that there might be a little bit of fear in my group. And so I set him down one day out of the blue, and I just said, okay, are you afraid of anything? Are you concerned about anything? What do you think? And you know what? They all kind of furrowed their brows a little bit, and they all admitted, yeah, you know, we're a little bit concerned. We're a little bit afraid about all the stuff that's going on. I said, okay, well, what is it? Tell me what you're afraid of. And they told me what they were afraid of, and I just said, okay, I can't save the world, but here are my values. Here's what I think we plan to do. Here's where our challenges are. Here's where we're in danger. There's some concern. Here's where we're, you know, that you shouldn't be concerned. And what can we do together to make sure that we do okay this next year? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a great best practice. You know, our company did very much the same thing, a little bigger scale. You know, we have about 1,500 employees, and we have regular meetings as a company. Now, as you get together, again, back to our previous conversation about honesty, you know, you just got to be real honest with people, and you say, hey, look, in our company, we had one of our best years ever. Now, going into next year, there really are some concerns about customers mm-hmm. and what they're going to be doing and who's going to stay in business and who's not. But I'll tell you what I loved was the honesty where you step up. And in our group, what we said is, look, our number one goal next year is job preservation. You know, we're going to do everything we can before we get to have to lay people off. And I think those kind of messages are really reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that that does and what you did with your group is the message is, hey, we're in this together. You know, and I'm going to ask you for ideas, and if you've got worries, you can come to me. Let's talk it out. And that's a huge builder of trust, that the boss is approachable. So good for you.
So part of employee recognition is recognizing that there are issues that need to be dealt with.
You better believe it. See, people respond in a lot of different ways. You know, there's people that, you know, they love the physical touch, the pat on the back, or the verbal praise, or the little gifts, or whatever. But however you communicate that and the way you figure it out with your employees, you need to be doing that, you know, 5-10 times more now than ever, because as much as you're saying it, they're getting it on the radio, they're getting it in their newspaper, they're getting pinged on their BlackBerry, you know, another CNN news alert, here's another company going down, here's another something that's going on in Washington. So you can't communicate too much about what the current situation is and what we all need to do to get through it. So I agree with you that
and you can make them and you can make them part of the strategy. Tell them, you know, look, if you want to be part of this team that survives, and not only survives, thrives, this is what I need you to do. And are you with me? You know, are you in this? And almost have a huddle and a break, you know?
You better believe it. Well, see, that's what you call engagement, right?
Yeah.
I don't want you worrying about, you know, how your 401k is disappearing, although, you know, that is a worry. And I don't want you, you know, thinking all day about where the stock market is going. What I want you to think about is, how can we make our business better today? How can, you know, give me your ideas on how we can keep our customers. Give me your ideas about how we can make one more sale. Give me your ideas about how we can be just this much more efficient. And guess what? That's going to help all of us keep our jobs, and all of us make our business better.
Well, you know, when things are going really good, when the customers can't be, you know, can't run them off, and the sales are rolling in the door, we all have a tendency to think this is happening because we're so smart,
right?
And that this is easy, and we don't have to try very hard, we don't have to bear down, we don't have to really, you know, focus and concentrate hard. But that's not, you know, that's not really the truth. But we realize that when things slow down.
Right. You know, sometimes in good times you say, gosh, all I got to do is answer the phone.
Open the door, yeah.
Open the door, exactly.
Yeah.
And now more than ever, you know, I actually think that this economic downturn, this crisis we're in, is really going to be good for us. Because, you know, you look back, and I know you're a great advocate of leadership, you know, getting small businesses and everyone leading out. Well, when you think about the great leaders that you know, that you have in your mind, whether it's Abraham Lincoln or George Washington or Gandhi, whoever it might be, those people became great leaders in hard times.
Yeah.
So we're in hard times now. So now we're going to find the really great leaders. And if you want to be a great leader, now is your time.
Step up
and lead.
I have told my young people that I know that this is a tough time, but this is a time that you will be telling those that you're mentoring about. And I said, you know, even as ugly as it is, don't miss anything. Absorb all this. Take all this in, because these are challenging but also unprecedented times that you're going to want to benefit from. You're going to want to, as you say, forge your leadership for the future. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. Chester Elton is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton. And he's the co-author, along with Adrian Gostick, of The Carrot Principle and other books. Adrian, tell us how we can find your books, how we can find you and your company.
Well, you can find us at www.carrots.com, which is a great website. And, of course, the books are available at Barnes & Noble and online at Amazon and BN.com.
So check all that out. And now wrap it up for us here. Chester, give us a good send-off as we head into the end of 08 and contemplate the beginning of 09. You know, we're already, you and I were talking off the air how much we're already thinking about 09. But if you're a small business, if you're any business, you're already making plans for 09. Give us a good send-off. What's the best attitude, some of the best things that we can do to make sure that our employees are engaged and are as happy and as calm as they can be?
Well, I don't think you can over communicate. I think you've got to be constantly telling your people what the situation is, invite them in to be your partners, get them engaged. And I'm a huge advocate that the best way to communicate to people is tell you how much you appreciate them. You know, they make a lot of sacrifices to come work for you every day. They're giving their hearts and souls. And, you know, a little thank you goes a long way. Get creative. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, a little note that goes home, a little pat on the back, a little word at the end of the day, a little gift for their child, just to let them know that you're thinking about them. I think now is the time for really great leaders to step up and say, hey, when times are hard, the tough get tougher. And we're going to be one of those that survive. Not only are we going to survive, we're going to thrive, because we're going to do things the competition won't. Lead out. Now is your time.
And see, that's what I've been saying for a long time now, Chester, and I think you agree with me, that we already know who got us into this mess. And they're not going to lead us out of this thing we're in right now. I think small business owners are going to be the people who will lead us out of this challenging economy we got right now. What do you think?
I really agree. I live in a great town, Summit, New Jersey, and I look at all the little businesses here and how dedicated they are and what they do for our communities. And I mean, they're the first people I go to.
And look at the stability. They don't have these wild swings like so many other parts of the economy, the larger economy does. They just every day they just keep showing up.
Yeah, they're the good solid citizens, right? They're the backbone of the community. They're the guys that sponsor the little league teams and coach the little league teams.
Yeah.
You know, they're your neighbors, they're your friends. And you know, I guess in wrapping up, I would also say, listen, these are great principles to apply in the workplace, but you know, this is the season where we really do rely on each other. I'm so, you know, gratified to see that the different food drives and whatnot are even more supported in these times. You know, go shovel your neighbor's walk. You know, go bake some cookies and take them to the little old lady on the corner. And let's really be good citizens.
And if you don't know anybody you need to help, if you don't know who to help and you know you'd like to, go to a church and ask them if they know a family. And you know what? Guess what? They'll take your money and they'll do it for you. Some of them will do the shopping for you. And even if you don't want them to know who you are, I mean, there are organizations out there. There are local charities that, who will take your contribution and they will put it to good use. But what you're saying, and I agree with you, Chester, is do it in the name of the company and let the employees feel that they're part of that.
Sure. You know, get involved, whether you're collecting food or toys or with your local church. But I think now is the time, and now is the season, that hopefully we can set the stage for really, you know, helping each other out in 2009. Let's be aware. Let's look for, you know, my dad used to say, you know, look for the opportunity for a random act of kindness.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and I
right.
think it goes so far in the reputation of your business. You know, how your customers see you, but not only that, how your kids look at you, how your neighbors, you know, respond to those kinds of things. And this is the time we need it more than ever. So I really appreciate you asking me to be on your show to talk about that, because I'm very passionate about community works and getting people together. And like you say, even if it's just writing a check, you know what? There are a lot of companies and a lot of charities that just need a little extra money
that's
what they do best.
The reason I recommend that is because, you know, that's not really what most of us are good at. We may have the ability to and the inclination to give the money and to donate the money, but there are people out there who are professionals at making sure that the right people get the right things.
Exactly. And be careful a little bit on that as well. You know, make sure that it's a charity that actually actually gets to the people.
That's exactly right. No, you got to check on that. Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. Good job today.
No, listen, I appreciate the time. You have a Merry Christmas.
You
and
too.
A happy and healthy New Year.
Hope you do too. Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, the Carrot Principal. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as Chester said, today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.